And it's time again to take advantage of the institutional knowledge of our veteran Statehouse reporter Bob Kinzel to answer your questions about state government, history, and politics. Bob has been covering Montpelier since 1981, and he joins me now for our latest installment of Ask Bob with this listener question from Allison.
Hi, this is Allison from Middlebury. I would like to better understand the various leadership roles within the legislature, majority and minority leaders, pro tempore, Speaker of the House. How do legislators end up in those roles? Are they appointed or elected? What are their responsibilities? Who are they accountable to? How long do they hold the role?
Well, Bob, Allison has a lot of great questions there. The House and Senate follow slightly different procedures to select their leaders. So let's start with the House. How is the Speaker of the House chosen?
Mitch, in December, just weeks after the general election, the political parties hold caucuses at the State House, and there are usually some pretty competitive races for the position of Speaker. After the election, candidates for the position often spend weeks traveling around the state campaigning for the job by meeting with as many caucus members as possible. And then on the very first day of the session, the House holds an election to choose the new Speaker. There are nominating speeches that take place. The vote is by secret ballot, and sometimes this can lead to some very interesting vote tallies.
Well, can anybody run for Speaker if they want to? I mean, are there any benchmarks they have to meet first?
Well, really, any House member can run for Speaker as long as they have the nominating speeches lined up. You know, Mitch, when Vermont was predominantly a Republican state up until the mid-1960s, it would be common for two Republicans to face off for House Speaker. In those days, the Democrats made up less than 25% of the House. And then in 1995, two Democrats squared off, Mike Obuchowski and Peter Mallory, with most of the Republicans backing Mallory, but he did not win.
Well, how about this? Have there been any cases where the candidate of the minority party was actually elected Speaker?
You know, Mitch, it's happened twice. It's really amazing. First, in 1975, Democrat Tim O'Connor was elected when the Republicans enjoyed a 4-vote margin. Now, O'Connor was viewed as a relatively conservative politician. He had served as the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. He was really well-liked. He had a very collaborative leadership style. And that appealed to a lot of Republicans. And then in 1985, when the Republicans held a 6-vote advantage in the House, Bennington Democrat Ralph Wright was elected Speaker, and Wright really changed the whole nature of the job of House Speaker. You know, previously it was viewed as a stepping stone to higher office, but for Ralph Wright, being House Speaker was an end in itself, and he ruled with a very strong style.
Well, I understand now how Tim O'Connor was elected House Speaker, but how did Ralph Wright pull that off?
Well, it was amazing. First, he had to win the Democratic caucus election, and he was a liberal Democrat, and he was able to defeat a more conservative member. Then he needed to hold on to virtually all those Democrats when the January vote came, and some were much more conservative than Wright. And he had to persuade 4 to 6 Republicans to vote for him. Now, who knows what promises were made, were committee assignments promised? But when all was said and done, Wright emerged the winner by 2 votes, and those Republicans who supported him became known as the hockey team, because Wright would take them to Montreal Canadian and Boston Bruin games. And when Wright was seeking re-election as Speaker, the Republicans claimed that Wright and his lieutenants were interfering with the secret ballot. Now, this is what they alleged, that Wright would seat a supporter next to a wavering member and then require that wavering member to actually show their ballot to the Wright supporter to prove that the person had voted for Ralph Wright. And the Republicans enlisted the support of then-Secretary of State Jim Douglas, who suggested bringing a voting booth into the State House so House members could vote in a truly secret manner. But the Democrats said no way. They strongly objected to this interference of the legislative process. The voting booth never made it into the State House, and Ralph Wright became the longest-serving House Speaker in Vermont history. He was Speaker for 5 terms, or 10 years.
Amazing. I guess we'll also never know who those lawmakers rooted for in the Canadians-Bruins game. Moving on, though, from the House Speaker question, how are the House Majority Leader and the House Minority Leader chosen?
Well, these are much more straightforward, Mitch. It happens at those party caucuses in December. It's quite usual to have very competitive races for these positions because The person who serves as majority leader today might be a candidate for speaker in a couple of years.
Is there any radical difference in the Senate? How are the leaders elected there?
Mitch, it's very similar in that candidates are selected at a party caucus, and then there's an election on the first day of the session. But the whole leadership structure of the Senate is quite different from the House. Now, the leader of the Senate is known as the president pro tem. And like the House Speaker, this person largely determines the flow of legislation to the Senate floor. The pro tem is kind of the operational leader of the Senate. But remember that the lieutenant governor is the president of the Senate and presides over the chamber. And then there's another leadership position. It's the election by the full Senate of a third person to be on the so-called Committee on Committees. Not many people know about this committee, but they serve a very important function. Three members of the committee are the Senate President pro tem, the Lieutenant Governor, and this third person who was elected by the Senate at large. It has one major function. That's the selection of all committee members at the start of the session. And senators serve on two committees, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. So there's a lot of interest to consider when making these assignments. And it's like three people putting together a jigsaw puzzle. You move one piece here and it automatically has an effect over there.
Well, Bob, right now there is a Democratic Speaker of the House. That's Grand Isle Representative Mitzi Johnson. There's a Democratic Senate President pro tem. That's Chittenden Senator Tim Ash. Does this mean that since they're both Democrats, they agree on most issues that come before the House and Senate?
Mitch, I would say yes, no, and maybe. How's that for an answer?
A perfectly political answer, Bob.
So there's no question that each chamber has its own set of legislative priorities, even if the leaders are from the same political party. You know, House districts are much smaller than the Senate districts, and this situation sometimes results in House members reflecting a smaller constituency base than members of the Senate who might be taking a broader view on a particular issue. And I think it's one of the reasons why these two chambers were created in the way that they were. Now, this year, Speaker Johnson has made it really clear that the passage of a paid family leave bill is one of her top priorities, while Senate President pro tem Tim Ash has identified legislation raising the state minimum wage as one of his top issues. It'll be interesting to see if they can figure out a way to pass both of these bills. And we also sometimes see differences on school financing bills between the two chambers, because these changes can have a dramatic impact on a much smaller individual House district, but it can have a different impact in a much larger Senate district.
That was VPR's Bob Kinzel with another edition of Ask Bob. And if you have a question for Ask Bob, you can send it to news@vpr.net and make sure to put Ask Bob in the subject line. Bob Kinzel, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Mitch.